From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. In true Farm Bureau spirit, Florida Farm Bureau members pulled together to assist fellow members after Hurricane Ian's wrath in September. Several Florida Panhandle and North Florida members who were impacted by Hurricane Michael in 2018 united to send more than 5 truckloads of fencing supplies to counties in Southwest and Central Florida that were impacted by Hurricane Ian. More than $55,500 was raised by 25 county farm bureaus. The American Farm Bureau and John Deere signed a Memorandum of Understanding ensuring farmers and ranchers' rights to repair their own equipment. The MOU comes after several years of discussion. AFB President Zippy Duvall says farmers must have the freedom to choose where their equipment is repaired or repair it themselves to control costs. John Deere's David Gilmore says the agreement reaffirms Deere's commitment to making sure customers have the diagnostic tools they need. A new survey shows significant support for ethanol and the renewable fuel standard. Morning Consult conducted the survey for the Renewable Fuels Association. The survey shows nearly 55% support renewable fuel standards, while 15% oppose. Meanwhile, 64% approve the use of ethanol, while 18% do not. Half of the respondents said they aren't intending to buy or lease an electric vehicle within the next 3 years, while 42% are. 66% oppose banning the sale of liquid fuel cars.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.